Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. By the way, this is hour number three of my show, and I'm here live and in person. Don't ever discount the fact that what's happening in Brazil could not happen in the United States. Okay, first of all, Brazil had a stolen election, just like Trump had his election stolen from him. Bolsonaro had his election stolen in Brazil by a communist piece of human garbage, just like Biden, except it's not Biden who's president. It's the communist piece of garbage named Barack Hussein Obama who's the actual president. Obama's the one destroying our country. And Bolsonaro lost in a stolen election to a communist, and that communist immediately said all universal basic income recipients, in other words, all the people on welfare, must show proof of vaccination or you won't get your welfare money anymore. And he also, by the way, took the protesters. You know how in America we took the protesters on January 6th and we threw them in prison and threw the key away and left them there to rot with no bail, and guards spit on them and let the prisoners throw poop at them and pee on them. Did you know that? And shot tear gas into their air ducts to try and kill them. And one of them lost an eye. This is how people are treated in the United States of America. But in Brazil, of course, it's going to be much worse than that. So in Brazil, they put them all in a horrible prison, which you can imagine what prisons are like in Brazil. Make America look like a country club, like Club Fed. And they put them in prison and they vaccinated all of them. So you know the vaccine is going to kill everyone. That's why they're vaccinating all the conservatives in Brazil who believe the election was stolen. So there, they not only put you in prison, they force vaccinate you. And I wouldn't be surprised. I've never heard this. I've heard all these horror stories from all the prisoners, but I've never heard they made them get the COVID vaccine in America. But for all I know, that's happened, and they're not even talking about that. They're so busy being clubbed and beaten and tear gassed and having poop and pee thrown at them and having guards scream at them that they're Trump racists and treating them like garbage and kicking their food trays they can't eat. You know, that maybe they didn't even mention the fact they were forced vaccinated. Maybe they don't even know how bad the vaccines are. But in Brazil, you cannot get your government welfare unless you show proof of vaccination. Wait, it's coming to America. You wait. Thank God I'm not in any government program where they could force me to be vaccinated. But this is a crime against humanity. As Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, my very regular guest, used to say before his untimely death from cancer, this is a crime against humanity. This calls for Nuremberg trials. These people need to be convicted and hung. They are murdering their citizens, the American citizens, the Brazilian citizens, the British citizens. This is crime against humanity. And I got to tell you, I don't think anyone who was in it at the beginning necessarily is guilty of murder. But now, if you still push the clot shot, a.k.a. the COVID vaccine, which isn't a vaccine, it doesn't meet any definition of being a vaccine, now you're absolutely guilty of mass murder. Now you absolutely, if convicted, and I give everyone a trial, I don't believe in mob justice, I give you a great lawyer, if you're convicted, it's mass murder. And whatever we do to a mass murderer, that's what you should get. So right now, anybody who won't admit that this vaccine is murdering people is just lost. I don't know what else to say. Exclusive story out of Breitbart is the secret China donations to the University of Delaware soared after the opening of the Biden Institute. So all these donations from China came to Biden's Institute, and everybody knows that when politicians get donations slash i.e. bribes. They feel like they have to be good to the person that gave them the money. So, you know, Pfizer has bribed the world. China has bribed the world. Pfizer and Moderna and J&J and AstraZeneca have bribed all the politicians in America. That's why they won't talk. That's why the politicians see no evil, hear no evil, because they've all been bribed, including Donald Trump. And, you know, I love Trump and I support Trump. Nothing will make me not support Trump. I'm for Trump for president of the United States. He does not believe in mandates. So I would never be forced to take the vaccine. My children would never be forced to take the vaccine. So I have no problem. I'm with Trump. But he's been bribed. It's legal bribes. It's not illegal. It's legal bribery. When you give someone $1 million donations, they are on your side. And so Pfizer gave millions to his inauguration. That's why Trump's on the side of the vaccines. That's all it comes down to. But he wouldn't make anybody take them. If you make people take them, that's called mass murder. Here's a new, very interesting article. Face masks. Research suggests the CDC's claim of mask effectiveness may have been exaggerated. Face masks made little to no difference in preventing the spread of COVID, a new scientific review finds. Masks don't work. They never worked. They never will work. They don't work now. They won't work in the future. Masks do not do anything. And I'm so shocked to walk around Vegas and still see so many people with masks. Now, again, we're not mentally ill like Los Angeles or San Francisco or New York, where I'll bet when you walk around, almost everybody's got masks on. In Vegas, it's like 10 to 15% of the people have masks. But they're almost all tourists. There's really no locals who wear masks. And it just doesn't make sense when you see 10 to 15% of the people wearing masks. Masks don't work. They won't protect you from anything. Other big news stories. Biden to sell more oil from the strategic reserve after draining it to a 40-year low. This is madness. This is insanity. This is the lowest since 1983. And this is his plan. Listen, the newest inflation numbers are out and they're hot. Inflation is terrible. It's still bad. It's still not peaking for all the items that you use on an everyday basis, in particular food and oil, gas, right, and electricity. But this is how he's keeping them reasonably low. Do you understand? He's using oil from the oil reserve, so he's flooding the market with oil. And you can't keep doing this, or there won't be any barrels in the reserve when an emergency pops up. This is insanity. If he didn't do that, gas would probably still be $6 a gallon, and people would be losing their minds, and people couldn't afford to go to work anymore. But gas is less now, so everybody's calmed down. See how he did it? He did it by raiding the strategic reserve. Crazy. Crazy. And inflation is raging. Inflation stays hot in January, surging past investor expectations. I'm looking at an article in the Daily Caller. Prices climbed 0.5% on a monthly basis after declining by 0.1% in December, while growing 6.4% on an annualized basis from 6.5% in December. Inflation shot past economists' expectations. A Dow Jones poll predicting 0.4% monthly increase was 0.5, and a 6.2% annual rate was 6.4. Is it down from the absolute peak? Yes, but it's still horrible, and it's led by eggs and food and groceries in general. And then, of course, you've got bringing up right behind that energy. Gas still way more than when Trump was president, and electricity through the roof. Gold standard randomized control trial proves that ivermectin works against COVID. Nobody had to die. Nobody had to get remdesivir. Nobody had to get put on the whatever that word is. What do they put you on? Where they put the thing in your lungs? Whatever that's called. Can't remember the word. Whatever it's called. They help you breathe, and almost nobody even gets off it. You're dead when they put you on the respirator. Is that the name? Respirator? Ventilator. Once you're on a ventilator, once you're on a vent, you're as good as dead in most cases. And so we never needed ventilators because people would have been able to breathe if you gave them ivermectin within the first 5 days of getting COVID. And also hydroxychloroquine, something that Trump brought up from the first day. I brought up in hour number one, border patrol encounters with Chinese nationals at the Mexican border up 719%. I only wish they were all going to be people that would suck off the system and make us broke and increase the national debt and bankrupt our country. But I don't believe that. I believe the ones coming from China are spies and terrorists out to destroy our country. You're letting people through the border that have very bad intentions in mind. Other news stories, non-binary former Biden official. He was in charge of the Nuclear Waste Agency of the United States. His name was Sam Brittain. The guy walked around in high heels, lipstick, and high and dresses, and he looked ridiculous. He looked like a mentally ill nut job, man wearing women's dresses and high heels. He was the number one guy in charge of nuclear waste, and he is now appearing in court to face bag theft charges at the Vegas airport and the Minneapolis airport. He stole women's luggage worth thousands of dollars. He probably wanted to try on their clothes and try on their makeup. These are the mentally ill people that run our country now under the Democrats. Dianne Feinstein, U.S. Senator, says she was unaware her staff issued a statement announcing her retirement. This woman is worse than Joe Biden. She doesn't know who her husband is. She doesn't know anything anymore. She's got dementia just like Joe Biden has dementia. And she says she didn't know her staff issued a statement announcing her retirement. She just doesn't remember they discussed it, right? I mean, it's a joke. The people running our country are an absolute joke. Last but not least, a 101-page whistleblower document reveals the Biden Pentagon suppressed concerns about the COVID shot side effects and many soldiers suffering horrifying injuries as a result of getting the COVID vaccine. Folks, this is your country now. They shot the soldiers with the clot shot. The soldiers died. The soldiers got sick. The soldiers had heart attacks. The soldiers got blood clots in their brain and their lungs. The soldiers at a young age had strokes. And they hid the results. The women all infertile. The women who had babies, miscarriages. This is a tragedy and a mass murder of epic proportions going on every day in the United States of America. Wayne Allyn Root, we shall be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Guys, are you getting up multiple times a night to use the bathroom? As we get older, so do our prostates, and that can mean urinary problems that affect our sleep and quality of life. Life is better outside the bathroom. Real Health's Prostate Complete can help you relieve those annoying and painful prostate symptoms. Available at Walmart or visit realhealth.com for more information and to order yours today. Try it risk-free with our 120-day money-back guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn Root. It's 2023. Can you believe it? This year, I want you to take control of your own life and start a business or even just a side business. It's time to take your future into your own hands and beat the globalists at their own game. Control your financial future and protect your hard-earned wealth with a bulletproof and private Nevada LLC. No matter where you live, a Nevada LLC can work for you. Nevada's where I live and choose to do business, and you should too. NCH, Nevada Corporate Headquarters, is giving away copies of their book, The Nevada Edge, for free. This book is packed with information and strategies to start your business, protect your assets, and keep you safe from lawsuits and the government's prying eyes. Visit NevadaWar.com for your free book. That's NevadaWar.com. With over 30 years in business and rated 5 stars with more than 14,000 reviews, NCH has helped tens of thousands of Americans start a business and protect their assets, and they can help you too. Visit NevadaWar.com. That's NevadaWar.com for your free book.
Raw and unfiltered. You've been...
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have any idea what the weather was like in Vegas today? For those of you listening that are not in Vegas, I woke up and it was 58 degrees, sunny and blue skies and beautiful. You know, 58 degrees at like 7 in the morning. So it was going to be a killer day. And then I ran out to do some Valentine's Day errands. And by the way, happy Valentine's Day to all of you and all the loved ones in your life. And when I got back from the errands, when I was in the middle of the errands, it started snowing. It dropped to 42 degrees. There was like fog, and the air was, you know, the sky was gray and dark and foreboding. And at 42 degrees, it was snowing. And I thought, how does it snow at 40? I never even knew that till now. It could snow at almost any degree as long as it's cold above, you know, 30,000 feet above the ground. It might be freezing, and it falls as snow or it falls as ice. The whole key to 32, you know, you think it's got to be 32 to snow? No, it's got to be 32 to stick. So it wouldn't stick, but it snowed for 2.5 hours in Las Vegas. And the wind started out at like 15 miles an hour, then it was 20, then it was 25, then it was 50 miles an hour. And I finally got home to my house, and garbage pails were flying all over the road. I mean, like flying in the air and sliding across the road as I drove my car. I thought I was going to get smashed by 20 garbage pails because every single pail in every single driveway was flying left and right because the wind was 50 miles per hour. While it was snowing, while it was icing, while it was freezing outside, it dropped to about 35 by the time I got to my house. But still, no snow stuck because it has to be 32 to stick. But it doesn't have to be 32 to snow, and I never realized that. It was snowing at 42 in Vegas and then at 35 at my house, and it snowed for 2.5 hours in Las Vegas today. So, you know, when you think that hell is freezing over, well, if it snows in Vegas, hell might in fact be freezing over. Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show, and you have a chance to meet the founder of Energized Health. You hear me talking about it all the time, John Jubilee. This Thursday, February 16th in Las Vegas, he's hosting a free dinner for anyone who wants to learn more about Energized Health, limited to the first 50 people who register. This Thursday, meaning 48 hours from now, Thursday, February 16th, 5:45 p.m., and then it's a free dinner, and then at 7 p.m., John shares his breakthrough science of intercellular hydration that is changing lives across America. This is happening at the Ahern Hotel Emerald Room. And if you've completed the Energized Health program, share this invitation with a friend who needs to transform their health. I just wanted to grab my phone. Just something else I want to tell you about. But RSVP now. Go to energizedhealth.com and click on the live event. Energizedhealth.com. Click on the live event button to RSVP for the free dinner with John Jubilee on Thursday night, which is the 16th of February. And then, by the way, I want to let everyone know on the 16th of February, that night at 6:30 p.m., I am going to be the featured speaker at the Sun City Conservative Club. They expect to have about 200 people packed in to catch Wayne Allyn Root. And so if you live in the Summerlin area, this is Summerlin Sun City Conservative Club. So two big events on the same night, John Jubilee with a free dinner at Ahern Hotel at 5:45 p.m. And the way to sign up at RSVP for the free dinner is go to energizedhealth.com, click on the live event button. And then, of course, if you're in the Sun City, Summerlin area, I've got my big keynote speech, 6:30 p.m. on that same night, Thursday night. All right, that's the story. So lots of good things going on all over town involving Wayne Root. In one way or another, Wayne Root's involved with every one of these things. All over town, all over Las Vegas. I remember a few years ago when Bernie Sanders was running for president, so it would have been, you know, 2020, it would have been July 2020, I was speaking at Sun City, but not Summerlin, Sun City Anthem, you know, on the east side of town, Sun City Henderson, which is called Sun City Anthem Club. And I had 300 people standing room only, and then I read the newspaper the next day. Bernie Sanders, running for president of the United States, was in Vegas and gave a speech at the same exact time as me. It was like 9:30 in the morning, and Bernie Sanders had 100 people, including the media. So I did 3-to-1. I attracted 3-to-1 the audience of Bernie Sanders. No surprise. Who would want to go listen to Bernie Sanders speak? My God. He's a raving moron, a raving, raging communist moron who should be in Guantanamo for his communist views, hates our country. These people are just horrible human beings. I don't know how they're allowed to speak, but the key is they've got us on the run. They've got us silenced. They've got us banned. They've got us suspended, because that's what you do when you're a communist, A, and B, when you think they're going to suspend or ban or censor or put you in prison, you say, let's turn the table and put the other guy in prison for his patriotic free speech. If you believe there should be borders, if you believe that we don't need to poison the United States military with vaccines, if you believe elections are stolen, liberals have made you out to be a criminal that should be in prison and should be silenced and cannot be heard on social media. But they're communist scumbag traitors. They're okay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
Yeah.
USA News update. President Biden says his thoughts and prayers are with the entire Michigan State family after last night's mass shooting on the university's campus.
Three lives have been lost and five seriously injured. And it's the family's worst nightmare. It's happening far too often in this country.
The president calling on Congress to enact common sense gun reforms, including stricter background checks and an assault weapons ban. It's still not clear what the high-altitude objects shot down over Alaska, Canada, and Michigan last week are exactly. Following a classified briefing on the unidentified objects, Republican Senator Marco Rubio said many questions remain, including who sent them. And interest rate hikes may end later this year. That's according to the president of the Philadelphia Federal Reserve. In remarks to LaSalle University, Patrick Harker said he believes it'll be time to let monetary policy do its work once a decision is made to end the rate hikes. John Schaefer, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
just telling Chris, my board op, that I should be Russian because all I ever do is rush. I'm rushing. I should be Russian. I'm always Russian. I'm Russian. Look, I'm a Republican conservative, so Biden already thinks I'm a Russian traitor, and I'm against all the money we're spending in Ukraine, so I actually am kind of Russian. So Rick Leventhal's our guest. We'll get to him in just one second. Retired senior Fox News correspondent. He's got a great new book out. I've watched him for years. He is a great guy, and I do want to mention the sponsor of the show real quick, Nevada Corporate Headquarters. I'll make it very quick and very simple for you. They've got a new book out called The Nevada Edge. If you own a business or want to start a business or about to start a business anywhere in the United States, you can still, no matter where you are, take care of, you're in Iowa or Wisconsin or Michigan or California or New York or Florida or Texas, no matter where it is, you're better off having a Nevada LLC. It doesn't matter where the business is based. You need to protect your business with a Nevada LLC, and their new book explains how you do that. It's called The Nevada Edge, and it's free, and there's no strings attached. You just go to their website, NevadaWar.com. NevadaWar.com, and get your free book today. You don't even have to tell them Wainwright sent you. That's why they got that domain site, NevadaWar.com. That's how they know it's coming from Wayne Ellerroot. They've been in business 30 years. They're rated 5 stars, more than 14,000 reviews, and they've helped tens of thousands of Americans start a business and protect their assets and achieve anonymity from government's prying eyes here in Nevada with the best incorporation rules in the country. So open a Nevada LLC to protect yourself. How do you do that? You go to NevadaWar.com and you get your free book, The Nevada Edge, NevadaWar.com. All right, we're going to say hi to Rick Leventhal, retired senior Fox News correspondent, author of the new book, Chasing Catastrophe, my 35 years covering wars, hurricanes, terror attacks, and other breaking news. Rick Leventhal, thank you, and welcome to the Wayne Ellerroot Show.
Wayne, it's such an honor and a privilege to be with the human energizer bunny.
Hey, it's funny because when I read the title of your book, Chasing Catastrophe, my 35 years covering wars, hurricanes, terror attacks, and other breaking news. You like the way I do that? I promote you even when I'm giving a making a point.
Yeah.
Chasing Catastrophe. When I read that title, yeah, I think he retired too early because look what's happening right now, like this week. Can you believe the train derailments and the possible UFOs and the Chinese balloons and the two near plane crashes? And there's so many. Yeah. The catastrophes are piling up, and I think, let's see what you think, because you've covered all this. I think we're on the verge of World War III right now with either Russia or China or both. Do you feel that too, by the way?
I've heard those warnings before, Wayne, about World War III, and fortunately, so far, they haven't proven to be true, and I'm certainly hopeful that it won't be the case this time around. But, you know, there's conflict around the world, and there's a bad conflict that's been dragging on for a year now in Ukraine, and it's frightening. But, you know, to your point, there's never an end to breaking news. There's never an end to stuff hitting the fan across America and around the world. And one of the reasons why I did finally step down after 24 years at Fox News Channel was I just didn't want to have to run out the door for a day, a week, or a month anymore and leave my beautiful new wife at home alone. I love her so much, especially now on Valentine's Day, my baby. She's over there. But, you know, more than that, just, you know, it was a lot. It was a lot. I was a reporter for 35 years, and I covered dozens of hurricanes, and I went to war zones a couple dozen times. And, you know, I just was really looking forward to writing my book and taking a little time off and sort of catching my breath.
Yeah, I mean, look, let me tell you a very quick funny story, and then the whole floor is yours. I was, as I'm sure you know, I used to be a sports gambler, and they called me the king of Vegas sports gambling. I was a professional sports handicapper for decades before I ever got involved in politics or talk radio or talk TV. Now I'm hosting two TV shows. All of that was after I first spent 30 years as the number one Vegas odds maker and sports handicapper, but people didn't know the love of my life was news, right? I love news. Yeah. And politics and breaking stories and catastrophes. So I'm kind of jealous. I kind of wanted to do what you're doing. I would have gladly chased every great catastrophe around the world. I think it's a cool way to make a living. So I'm really in awe of what you did.
Well, I appreciate that. And, you know, it was a really, really exciting, very cool experience. I lived an incredible life after being lost as a teenager and young adult, and God knows what could have happened to me. But, you know, I got it together and I pursued a career and it worked out really, really well. I was on top of my game and I had some amazing experiences, you know, across the nation and around the world. And that's why I wrote the book, because I felt like a lot to share, a lot of lessons learned, and perhaps some inspiration for people who maybe want to try something new and different and are a little afraid to pull the trigger on it.
Yeah, well, before I get to all the wonderful things and all the terrible things and all the amazing things that you were witnessing up close and personal, I understand that recently you had a horrific car accident and you're actually lucky to be alive. What happened?
Yeah, I was heading out to the desert. My wife Kelly and I completely gut renovated a house in Palm Desert, and she left on a girls trip that morning, and I got in her four-door Mercedes and hit the I-10 eastbound to go to Palm Desert. And it was raining all morning. The roads were really slippery. And even though I grew up on the East Coast and drove in rain all the time, I didn't realize that out here in the West Coast,
yeah,
when it rains, you know, all that oil, it never rains.
Yes,
so when it's
slippery,
all that oil rises up, yeah, it gets really slippery. So I hydroplaned, and I hit a wall at high speed and,
wow,
broke, you know, the airbag deployed. I broke four ribs and went spinning back across the interstate right into a tractor trailer.
Oh,
and had
gosh,
I not been in a really well-built S-Class Mercedes,
wow,
and had I not, you know, I hit his rear bumper instead of going in between his tires, who knows what might have happened. I definitely am grateful that I only suffered four broken ribs and a small fracture in my foot. It could have been,
wow,
a lot worse.
I have a bunch of friends who've been in bad car accidents, and they actually, I mean, obviously the bag saved their lives, but the bag also injured them pretty badly. They had burns, they had broken fingers, they had all kinds of ankle issues. Those bags are pretty dangerous in and of themselves, even though they save your life, right?
Yeah, yeah, and that was my first experience with them. I don't know, every bag in the car deployed, and the windshield cracked, and the car was totaled. I don't know what would have happened if there weren't airbags, but I was told by the guy at the junkyard where they towed the car that if I was in a lesser vehicle, the roof could have been sheared clean off, and, you know,
oof,
you know what happens after that.
Yes, well, you know, I always say I like those Mercedes and those BMWs and those German cars. They know how to make cars. They really do. I'm driving,
yeah,
a Porsche nowadays, and that's a great car, man. They really know how to make cars. Let's talk about your career, with which is what your book is about, Chasing Catastrophe. One of the things that catches my attention is you were at the base of the burning Twin Towers on 9/11. What was that like?
It was obviously the worst day that anyone could imagine, certainly the worst day I've ever experienced and the most challenging assignment I've ever had, because New York City was my home and I was surrounded by chaos and confusion, you know, watching these twin towers on fire and then running from the cloud as each tower fell to the ground. It was just horrific and awful and emotional, but I had to keep it together because my job was to report on what was happening around me. So,
right,
you know, talk about a monumental task and an incredible challenge, but I did my best to hang in there and just try to talk to people who were willing and able to talk as they left the smoke cloud and just try to separate the fact from all the rumor and fiction that was flying around. And the most frustrating thing was we couldn't get information because none of the cells were working. You know, we couldn't get stuff on our beepers. You know, it was just basically what I could glean and learn from officials who were passing by me in a hurry to either get to the towers or get away from the towers.
Yeah, were you standing there when the bodies kept falling, the people committing suicide from the top level of the World Trade Center, and you heard that boom, boom, boom? Were you actually in front of that?
I was five blocks up Church Street, which is basically Sixth Avenue in Lower Manhattan. I was shielded mostly from the towers themselves, except for the very top. I have friends who are cameramen, and one of them was shooting. He shot two or three of the, you know, video of two or three of them jumping out of the windows, and then he said he just turned the camera off. He just couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah.
Fortunately for me, I didn't see that because I know it would have haunted me. But I have seen the video, and every time I see any video from that day, I get chills. Anytime I talk about it, I get a physical reaction. I definitely suffered PTSD, but, you know, I'm grateful that I was there to experience it. I'm proud of the work I did, and it motivated me, angered me so much that it's the reason I went to war in Afghanistan, didn't join the war, but I mean, I went to cover the guys who were doing the fighting, but I was one of the first reporters into Afghanistan in 2001, that winter, and then I went back in 2003 to Iraq, and I went to both countries several times to tell the stories of these brave men and women who were going over there to try and take the fight to the enemy.
Yeah, it's one of the reasons, Rick, one of the reasons I'm a conservative is, you know, I just have a great appreciation for anybody in the military, anybody who's in the police, anybody who's in the fire. It's one of the things about 9/11 that, you know, I don't know if everyone feels the way I do, but as bad as 9/11 was, seeing the buildings come down, knowing thousands of people were dead, the only thing that really made me cry, that made me, like, hysterical was when I remember looking at my relatives. I was with a bunch of family members, and I said, there were hundreds of policemen and firemen in that building. The building just came down. Are they all dead? Could they all be dead? It was so amazing to think that every fireman and policeman that went in there was dead. And it's so amazing to think that people are willing to die on, you know, battlefields of Iraq and Afghanistan for us. And then liberal Democrats, they don't like cops. They don't like military. They don't appreciate what these people do for them. For them. It's amazing. Hey, Rick, we're heading to an ad break. Can you stay with me for another segment?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, hang in there. We're going to just grab some ads to thank the sponsor of the show, and then we'll be right back with Rick Leventhal, retired senior Fox News correspondent and author of the new book, Chasing Catastrophe, My 35 Years Covering Wars, Hurricanes, Terror Attacks, and Other Breaking News. He's had the life that a lot of us would really have been thrilled to have, the exciting moments, but also some of the horrible moments. But to be there covering all of it, that's amazing. We'll be right back. More with Rick Leventhal. Wayne Allyn-Root for Vertical Research Advisory. For more than 30 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, taking 7 companies public and raising hundreds of millions of dollars for great American companies. In 2003, Kip founded the VRA, his global investment and economic newsletter. His top-performing recommendations have beaten the market 16 out of 19 years. I've known Kip for more than 20 years, and I've seen his incredible results firsthand. He's the Nostradamus of the stock market. Let Kip prove to you how his VRA system works. Exclusively for my fans, Kip is offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. You'll get his new best-selling book, The Big Bribe, for free as well. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Get your free 2-week membership at VRAinsider.com, the place where patriots go for their investment advice. Isn't it time that you became the smart money and learned how to crush the markets? Join now at VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com. Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn-Root. It's 2023. Can you believe it? This year, I want you to take control of your own life and start a business or even just a side business. It's time to take your future into your own hands and beat the globalists at their own game. Control your financial future and protect your hard-earned wealth with a bulletproof and private Nevada LLC. No matter where you live, a Nevada LLC can work for you. Nevada's where I live and choose to do business, and you should too. NCH, Nevada Corporate Headquarters, is giving away copies of their book, The Nevada Edge, for free. This book is packed with information and strategies to start your business, protect your assets, and keep you safe from lawsuits and the government's prying eyes. Visit NevadaWar.com for your free book. That's NevadaWar.com. With over 30 years in business and rated 5 stars with more than 14,000 reviews, NCH has helped tens of thousands of Americans start a business and protect their assets, and they can help you too. Visit NevadaWar.com. That's NevadaWar.com for your free book.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
All right, Wayne on the roof's on fire, just recovering from a big snowstorm here in Las Vegas. 50-mile-per-hour winds of snow this morning. After waking up to sunny and 58 degrees, it dropped to 35, and the snow came in, and the cars were kind of sliding on the road, and it was wild out here for a while, and the wind at 50 miles an hour was like a hurricane-strength wind. It was unbelievable. Let me mention the sponsor of the show, then we'll get right back to Rick Leventhal, retired senior Fox News correspondent with his new book, Chasing Catastrophe. I just want to mention the big one, the big event coming up in Vegas in August, and I mention it now. If you're listening to me all over the country, you're not in Vegas, people are coming in from all over the country for this event. It's going to be like Woodstock for conservatives. It's General Mike Flynn and Clay Clark presenting the Reawaken America Tour. They've done this all over the United States for 2 years now, sold out everywhere they go. But this is the big one. They call it Reverse Davos, live from Las Vegas. And they're going to have almost 10,000 tickets available. They've rented out this gigantic place, Craig Ranch Regional Park, on August 25th and 26th. On those nights, some of the best speakers in the conservative world will be there, including yours truly. I'll be on the main stage both Friday and Saturday night with prime positions for my Vegas audience. But it's much more than Wayne Root speaking. It's Alex Jones. It's General Mike Flynn. It's Donald Trump Jr. It's Eric Trump, Charlie Kirk, Roger Stone, Dr. Peter McCullough, probably the world's greatest expert on the damage of these COVID vaccines, comedian Jim Brewer, and MyPillow chairman Mike Lindell. Altogether, 70 speakers, but yours truly, Wayne Root, center stage, both nights, Friday and Saturday, and my book signing for my brand new book. Oh, you got to get the tickets now, even though this is happening in August. Go to timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com, and use the promo code WAR to buy your tickets right now, or you will be shut out. There will not be seats for you. People are flying in from all over the country for this thing and driving in from all over the country. So if you live in Vegas, buy your tickets now. If you're from out of Vegas, buy your tickets now. Right now, timetofreeamerica.com. Use the promo code WAR. All right, we're back with Rick Leventhal, retired senior Fox News correspondent, author of the new book, Chasing Catastrophe, my 35 years covering wars, hurricanes, terror attacks, and other breaking news. So you were the guy that covered Captain Sully landing his plane on the icy Hudson River, right?
Yeah, I was. I raced down there from our midtown offices, and I was not dressed for the cold. It was frigid that day. I mean, the Hudson River was almost frozen over, and it was bitter, like maybe in the 20s and the teens with a wind chill. And, you know, I was wearing like dress shoes and a light suit and thin socks. And I remember almost getting frostbite in my toes, but what an incredible experience. What a great story at a time when we needed some good news in our lives, that this guy was able to land the plane on the river, and then everyone was able to get out safely with a couple of, you know, injuries, nothing too crazy. Everyone survived. And it was just kind of like feel good. Oh my God, this guy actually pulled that off. And he was so calm and cool about the whole thing, you know. We're going to be in the Hudson.
It was amazing. It really was. You were there when one of America's most respected race car drivers crashed and died. Tell us about that.
Well, I was in Daytona for the Daytona 500, the first year that Fox got the rights to broadcast the race, and they sent me down there to do features and cover the event itself. And I had never been to an NASCAR race. I didn't know what the protocol was on race day, and I grabbed my crew, and we went down to pit row there and where the cars were, where the drivers were lining up to start the race. And I was hoping to interview one of the drivers, and I just chose Dale Earnhardt because I just really liked him, and he was, to me, the most famous race car driver there. So we went down to where he was, and it was Dale Jr. and their wives, and they got into a prayer circle, and we just stood there quietly and got video of them pre-race praying together. And then they kissed their wives, and the two of them suited up, got in the car, you know, climbed in their cars, and I never got a chance to interview them. But, you know, then later on the last turn of the last lap, he crashed into the wall and lost his life. And I was like, we were there for his last moments on earth. And it was just so devastating. And so, I tell the story from behind the scenes of how it all transpired, how we learned of what had happened. And, you know, one of the things I tried to do with my book was give people a perspective that they never got, that you don't get just watching the news. I wanted to show people how we gathered the news, what went into producing it, how we got there, and the crazy stuff that happened behind the scenes.
Well, I'm absolutely certain that you must have PTSD covering all these amazing but catastrophic situations. Got to be very sad and got to be brutal on your mind, right?
Well, you know, I was able to detach myself from the emotions of most of these events that I covered. Every once in a while, it would hit me even harder than usual, and I would have my moments. But for the most part, I was really good at putting up a wall and just the facts, man. You know, just focusing on the here and now, what was going on, and doing the best job I could to tell a compelling and accurate story for the viewers. And, you know, of course, some of it hurt me and affected me, but, you know, ultimately it was, like I said earlier, just a great opportunity and experience for me to see the world and, you know, a lot of awful places, but some really nice places too, and to meet some incredible people and to tell these stories to the American public. It was an honor and a privilege, and I'm really proud of the work I did, and I'm really proud of the book I wrote.
Hey, Rick, we're on the run. We're up against the news break. It was great spending time with you. A great honor to have you on the show. And let everyone know again, the book is called Chasing Catastrophe, My 35 Years Covering Wars, Hurricanes, Terror Attacks, and Other Breaking News by Rick Leventhal. You can find it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any great bookstore. Rick, God bless you, man. Thanks for all you've done and will do.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.